Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz, brought to you by Soma Energetics. Join us as we learn to dance with change and transformation. And now, here's David.
Good evening. We're going to change the roles a little bit this evening. This is actually Tim Leach coming to you, the Executive Director and Director of Education of Soma Energetics, and I'm going to interview the usual host of this program, and that would be the President, Founder, and Guiding Light of Soma Energetics, David Hulse, this evening. So we, of course, as always, invite your call-ins for questions at 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. Well, good evening, David. Welcome.
Good evening. It's interesting to be on this side of the microphone for a change.
Well, let's just talk a little bit about how Soma got started. I know that you were a minister for many years, and as you look back now, you see threads within those teachings about the pineal gland and different things and DNA that all have brought you to today. So share a little bit about that.
Well, actually, it began at a very young age, being raised in a family of ministers and in a religion that was very demonstrative, let's say, in the sense of a lot of music and rhythm, that I began to notice how people were changed by listening to music. I watched people come in sometimes that looked really frazzled and stressed out, and then I'd notice them like patting their foot just a little bit, and then they would pat the other foot, and next thing I knew, they were clapping their hands, and I realized how music somehow sort of repatterns us. It affects our physiology. And now that was years ago, long before we knew about the ancient science of cymatics, Jenny's work. Yeah, mm-hmm, on sure. Jenny's work. Mm-hmm. And but I noticed that. So I became fascinated with the sound of music. Now, when the speaker would speak, it didn't always do that when people were just speaking words, but it was when rhythm was put to it that it changed everything. So looking back, I see how that planted a seed in my mind about sound and vibration.
Well, we know that music can also attach us to certain emotions. You hear a song and you remember what was going on at that time, or who you were breaking up with, or what was going on in life and things like that. So whereas some of the stuff that we're doing works with frequencies that don't necessarily tie you to the emotional body. So I'm sure we have some listeners out there who can, you know, when a certain song comes on the radio or you happen to pick up a certain song, you can remember exactly back when you were, what was happening and what was going on in your life. So we invite you to call in and share that with us. In the meantime, David, the idea of Soma Energetics, I think you were... If I remember the story right, you were working with some DNA activation work out of Robert Girard out of California, and then and this came to you?
Correct. For some reason, I've always had a little bit of fascination in the back of my mind about the human blueprint. Now, where that comes from, I have no idea. I don't remember that being a part of my curriculum in the sense of education as I grew up. And that's what makes me wonder sometimes about what is deeply coded in our soul. You know, you've heard of the Akashic Records, but I think each individual also has their own set of Akashic Records, which is a part of the soul. And that's where we file all of our past experiences. For instance, if you believe, say, in past lives, if you do, then all of the great experiences that you went through are somehow kind of filed away in your Akashic record, in your soul, and you still have that experience that you had. Now, we don't remember these things. That's the thing people ask me so often, that if I've had a past life, why don't I remember it? Well, the reason I believe that we don't remember it is because we lower our vibration as a soul to be able to match a human body and to incarnate into a human body into such a dense frequency that we actually almost go to sleep. Now, I'm using the sleep in a psychological way, mm-hmm. in the sense that we're in sleep, or some people would call it into illusion, the Maya Eastern idea of illusion.
Right.
I know I've been with A Course in Miracles. I also refer to us being kind of asleep.
Well, the Genesis, Adam fell into a stupor.
Even my Bible teaching said that a deep sleep fell upon Adam, and I never found where he ever really woke up.
Right.
So most of everything that he experienced was within an illusionary world. And of course, it's taught as reality, but it isn't reality. It's a part of the dream right. world of all of us. And as you know, we have tuning forks that are brain tuners in the sense of being able to establish the brain in different frequencies, such as the beta, alpha, theta, and delta. Mm-hmm. And of course, as we go into theta and delta, we can slow it down to almost a deep, deep meditative sleep state. So anyway, I was really interested in this all of a sudden. Like, it just came up out of somewhere, out of the middle of my soul, out of my being. And I was just ready to know more. Now, at the time this happened was just about the turn of the century. And I thought, you know, it must be very important to have incarnated and be alive at the end of a 20th century and the beginning of the 21st century.
Right.
And because of that, I felt I needed to tap into what is my part in moving into the 21st century. And as you well know, we had already entered in such accelerated change of technology and the whole paradigm of science moving into more quantum thinking. Mm-hmm. All of this was happening so fast that I felt I had a maybe different direction that I should take. And at that time, President Clinton at that time was talking about the Genome Project, mm-hmm. and how quickly that was going. And we had just not too long ago before that, there was the O.J. Simpson trials, and it was constantly, we heard over and over about DNA testing. It just seemed like the word DNA was everywhere. And I thought, well, that's interesting. It didn't seem to belong to just geneticists or scientists or people who were educated into that subject, but it seemed to be entering into the mass consciousness somehow. So I kind of opened my heart to see what fate had for me. What direction did fate have for me? And I actually went into a place in myself in which I heard the word deoxyribonucleic acid. Now, I didn't even know how to say deoxyribonucleic acid. Well, I still can't say it very well. It's a hard word, isn't it? But it's DNA. It's DNA. It is the proteins that make up our DNA. And I had to learn it. And I thought, well, I think my mind just outgrew my brain.
Oh, that's an interesting concept.
Yeah, like my brain was somewhere in every cell of my body. It wasn't just in my head what I downloaded, like a computer from the outside of myself. But I felt like I had some kind of coding of intelligence inside of me that was awakening. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the old adage is when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And that's exactly what happened to me. I received this out of the blue call or email, I don't remember which at that time, but telling me about a doctor who was teaching DNA activation workshops out in California. And to make a long story short, I just ended up going to one of those intense workshops out in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I began to put together a little program. We had CDs with sound on it that was specific for that. We would do a lot of meditation and intention. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we were coming out with a lot of interesting information at that time, like Greg Braden, mm-hmm. and also we were Bruce Lipton, And people were trying to tell us that DNA is not set in stone. Time magazine was going to come out real soon with a front page saying DNA is not your destiny, Discover magazine. And I'm going, whoa, we're just mostly made of water molecules. So instead of just thinking about, say, changing our mind, our thoughts in our head, like positive thinking and all that, I felt it had to go deeper than that, that we had to change the very blueprint of what made us the human race on this planet. So I took that and started doing DNA workshops. Why I'm telling that story is because that is the catalyst that brought me to the point of hearing about a frequency 528 hertz, which if you Google, you will see millions and millions of people have Googled on this frequency. It is very well popular. There's books on it now and whatever. But I wanted that frequency because somebody told me that it was in a book that biochemists were using it for DNA. And I thought, well, I had to have that. And if you hear 528 frequency, say, on a tuning fork that we have, it would sound very much like a C above middle C. But it's not. It's not the same frequency. There's a difference.
It's close.
It's close. But you see, it's not close enough. In the world of frequency, it makes all the difference that you have the exact frequency. It's almost like shooting an arrow and missing the bullseye. You can be close, but you miss the bullseye.
Right.
So, again, the universe put a young lady in my path who did meditation records and CDs and things like that and said to me, you know, David, you can get any frequency that you want with a tuning fork. And I thought, oh, I remember we had a piano growing up and that a man would come out to the house about every year with a little tiny tuning fork, a little 440 tuning fork, which I believe is an A.
Correct.
And would tune our piano. And of course, for many decades, we all tuned our cars because we wanted to keep them tuned up so that nothing happened. But I'd never about thought about tuning myself or tuning other people, that human beings needed tuning.
Wow.
Now, I know we have days we're a little off. You know, I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm a little off. And then we look at the astrology and we look at the biorhythms and all of that. But sometimes it just means we're just out of tune. We're not in alignment with our true self. So I wanted that frequency and couldn't find it. So I ended up getting the tuning fork. And meanwhile, I found out that there was other tuning forks that was involved in this also called SOFA. Frequencies, and of course, when you put all those together, you get solfeggio, and that's the tuning forks that that I had. So when I held those forks in my hand, I actually stood at a fork in the road. Name of a book that I've written,
right?
But I think it's Yogi Berra. That his name, like that. That said, if you stand at a fork in the road, take it.
Take it. Yeah.
Well, I did, and I just plunged in and. Begin to get downloads. I don't know what else to call it, but something just began to guide me how in the world to use these forks and how people were not using all the energy that was available to them.
Now, has that happened to you before? Downloads, guidance in your life? Or
I think all to a certain degree all my life, I was trained in the religion that I was trained in to sharpen my ability to be intuitive, what they call being guided by the Holy Spirit. That was the name of it. But actually what it was the ability to kind of let life flow through you, let life live you rather than you living life.
Right.
So I had learned that very young and was successful as a speaker of being more spontaneous, not over studying or organizing my talks. I would just get started and it would just flow from me. So that was very good for me to move into energy work, because when you're working with energy, sound, vibration, color, and all these modalities that are now getting popular, you're going to find out that it's very much your intuition and your guidance that makes all the difference in the world. So that is how Soma Energetics was born. And that name came to me because I had studied enough of New Testament Greek to know that most of the time the word body is translated into English is from the Greek word soma. And I wanted the body to be a part of this. Now, I had been in schools of thought, like so many people, that I'm not my body. Everything's in my body. And I rather still
believe,
yeah, on a religious model, spiritually, I still kind of believe that, but not on an energy model.
Right.
So as I begin to read Einstein and Max Planck and some of the great forefathers of quantum physics who were making such statements as everything is energy, I begin to realize that my body doesn't have energy, mm-hmm. but my body is also energy. Mm-hmm. And of course, as you know, the most simple analogy I use is ice, water, and steam. That's so simple
right.
to understand that they are the same thing in three different forms.
Exactly.
So energetically, you can't exclude the body. So I made it Soma Energetics because I wanted the body to be a part of the energy system. And what it is, the body is, it is information or misinformation. It is communication telling us what we have in our energetic, etheric body that we have not brought to resolution. Old lifetime karma, it could be, if that's the case, or it could be unresolved issues emotionally. It could be all the things that we never let come to fruition because we don't want to hurt. It's kind of like you get a headache. What do you want to do? Your first reaction is go get an aspirin or get something and deaden the pain. Now, you're not getting rid of the pain. But you think you have because you're stopping the signal getting to the brain to where it hurts. So it's all an illusion. But we don't want to hurt. But every time we do that emotionally, we suppress that and we make an energy field out of all that suppressed emotions and stuff that we've never dealt with until we create this energy field that was called the pain body. For those who read The New Earth years ago, it's exactly what it is. It is the making of your pain body. And most people have that pain body.
Right.
And so in Soma Energetics, we work in the etheric body where we hold the potentials of disease and sickness and illness. Mm-hmm. So it's a great, great modality for people who have a vision, as I do, for preventive work.
Right. You have a very unique take on the aura that just flips things upside down.
Yes, I'm kind of dyslexic. I didn't know I was growing up. I wish I'd have known that there was such a thing as dyslexia.
Uh-huh.
But I did not know that because I was excelled in most everything in school except with numbers and spelling because everything was backwards to me.
Right.
Now, on a spiritual level, it has served me well because I think the whole world's backwards. In fact, there's a place in the Bible said that we look through a glass darkly.
Right.
Of course, the miracle says that the ego uses the dark mirrors to make illusions.
Right.
So if I go look in a mirror and my hair's parted on the right side, it's going to look left, right?
Correct.
So as we've looked in this mirror of life, this illusion of life, we've not seen things the way they are. So what I'm saying is, like everybody else, I was taught my body has this aura, this energy field.
Right.
And something said to me, no, turn it around. Your energy field has and becomes your body.
Wow.
So you start with the energy field down to the body, not from the body. But you see the brain sees, matter first.
Right.
So therefore the body has. Mm-hmm. But actually the body is an energy field.
It's just the most dense energy field of all of them.
You know, it's actually trapped energy.
Yeah. So the body?
Just like ice is trapped water molecules.
Right.
The more the temperature is brought down, the less space, the more the molecules come together and form water, and then finally they're frozen into ice. And so our physical body is actually kind of the cold universe. It's almost what religion has called the fall of man. The fall, according to a Italian physicist that I read, says it is a drop in temperature or vibration or frequency. So we're living in this density of this world of five senses. But it's so exciting that people are breaking out of this sensory materialistic idea of the world and beginning to use their intuition to see beyond what their five senses is telling them.
Sensory living is third dimension.
Very much.
Uh-huh. And then there's fourth and fifth, and you have kind of a take on that too. Fourth dimension being time, or where we start our climb out of sensory perception and start developing the intuition, et cetera.
Right.
Right.
We do live in a third dimensional world. at least most of us. I don't think everybody is anymore. And I think that the fact that parts of our higher energy bodies are already entering into the higher fourth and fifth dimension, that it's making us less, what should I say, less aligned with the third dimension. So you hear a lot about people who are on a spiritual path that are talking about their eating habits are changing, their sleeping is changing, their moods are changing. Mm-hmm. And I think people need to understand that this is exactly what's supposed to be happening. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be kind of the breakdown of old patterns for repatterning to take place. Science tells us that crises precedes transformation.
Right. So as this new energy is coming into the earth, which you call fifth dimension.
I do.
We're trying to normalize that and stabilize it within our lives, and that breaks down the old patterns, etc. So, okay, well, we'll be back in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break, and if you have any questions or things are coming up you'd like to share, 323-744-4831. We'll be back in just a minute.
We'll return to today's edition of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with David Holtz, after this word from our sponsor, Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Holtz at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.somaenergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
And now we return to today's topic on science, sound, and spirituality. Here's Master Teacher David Holtz.
Okay, and the program is called Science, Sound, and Spirituality. So spirituality has been a theme throughout your life. The science really started intertwining at the pineal gland teachings and things like that years ago, and then you went into the DNA, as you mentioned earlier, and then that brought you to Soma Energetics. So talk a little bit about how you see Soma Energetics, how you see your spiritual path having woven in or being an important part of Soma Energetics.
Well, I think everything that I do in my life is spirit-based. I think spirit is so much beyond the confinements of just religion,
right?
Which we're seeing a trend that direction, as people are saying they're more spiritual than just religious.
Right.
I mean, religion is fine for those who feel comfortable and get something from religion, but I think people are outgrowing a lot of these different labels, and people are finding out more about their spirit, or I like to say their potential. Mm-hmm. When I spent years and years kind of searching in myself for what does it mean to have a spirit? You know, a spirit's an abstract term that is hard to grasp,
right?
What a spirit actually is or what a soul is. Mm-hmm. And when I had an experience several years ago, I really found spirit to be a lot of my own human potential that has not been used.
Mm-hmm.
When I started understanding that we use so little of consciousness.
Right.
And then I read that we only use about 3-5% of our genetic material. I thought, man, we're not using very much of anything yet. So we got this uncharted territory in us.
Right, all this potential.
Mm-hmm. Laying there. And that's one thing that I love to do with tuning forks is to give that electrical charge, mm-hmm, that you give between two tuning forks, mm-hmm, that activates that unused part of ourselves, kind of like an alarm to say, wake up, you've been sleeping, and I want to use you. I want to expand my ability to create. And you know, if we create something, we got to have something to create with.
Right.
If I'm an artist, then give me the paints and give me the canvas. If I'm a musician, give me the instrument. Mm-hmm. I need something. And I think people have wanted to create a different life and create a different world. But I think sometimes we don't have that extra energy.
Right.
So that's kind of my philosophy about human beings is we kind of have attained the level, took us a long time to get here, in which we become the species of survival. Mm-hmm. And we've survived wars, we've survived famine, we've survived. But I think something awakened, maybe it was in the 60s even.
Right.
Something did happen in the 60s. It happened in all the suppressed aspects of the subculture. Mm-hmm. Women, African-Americans, gay people, people who were kind of hiding and put in their box in reductionism, felt the energy come in to do something about it finally.
Right.
And we moved in sort of the revolution of the 60s. Mm-hmm. I don't think we had enough modeling to know what to do with that energy in the 60s. But we did connect to that energy that changed the world. That now you have to raise your consciousness to that level of that energy. And that's why I consider myself educational.
Right.
You know, where I am now at Unity of Charlotte, I am a minister of education because everything that I do is based upon trying to raise people's consciousness.
Right.
If we don't raise the consciousness and technology keeps raising itself and we don't raise our consciousness to use it properly, it's a dangerous thing. So we have danger and we have opportunity. You know, the saying, the Chinese.
Yeah. May you live in interesting times.
So either we're going to destroy ourselves or we're going to evolve ourselves.
Exactly.
And I have chosen to evolve ourselves to the new human level even, becoming a new human.
So we're doing much more than surviving at this point. I mean, we've certainly learned that lesson. We just and now it's a matter of trying to match this consciousness and actually learn to thrive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So your spiritual journey brought you to a unique understanding of the idea of a healer that you pass on to all of your practitioners. Tell us about that.
Yes, I was certainly raised with a lot of healers, quote unquote.
Right.
You know, I was raised around the old tent revival healers of Oral Roberts and all of that, being from Tulsa. And I just couldn't figure out why some people got healed and some didn't. And that was the first thing that I began to notice. And I couldn't figure out why some being up there that loved us all would skip over a lot of people and heal one. So I had to deal with that. And, of course, I realized that finally that power of healing is in us.
Right.
It's not out there in something else. It's inside of us. So Soma Energetics is very, very, very strong on teaching our practitioners all over the world that they're not really healers.
Right.
But I can accept the idea of a facilitator or a channel to help to set the environment for the body to heal itself. I think the body has its own intelligence. Right. If I cut my finger, keep it clean, and you know, something on it, it'll heal itself. And if it with my finger, then why can't it do with any other disease or anything else?
Right. You bring the body back into balance, either through nutrition, exercise, proper maintenance of your energy, anything like that. You can certainly see. We hear all the time of people who have spontaneous healing according to the medical world, but it's
Well, and that's a good point because now we have something called epigenetics.
Right.
And epigenetics is very powerful in the fact that we get 50% of our genes from our parents and from our ancestry, but 50% is on the choices we make. Food we eat, stress, things that we have control over in our life.
Right.
So, yes, there's a lot of things involved in this. I'm not here to say at all that a tuning fork is a magic tool that does it all.
Right.
But it is a great way to help people to let go of old patterns
right.
that they are holding on, that is ending up being a part of how the cells replicate themselves through mitosis.
Right.
You know, I've often wondered where if cells are constantly dying and recreating themselves, where's the new cells come from? And I do believe that they come from the closest energy body to our physical body, which is called the energy or etheric blueprint or template,
right,
which we know in vibrational medicine by Dr. Gerber, which has been a tremendous book for me for many years, even long before I came to this. And others tell us that he was one of the first ones as a medical doctor who tells us that our bodies basically follow the blueprint of what's in our etheric body. And that's why we have energy tuners that we train our first phase practitioners on how to basically do a couple of very important things I'd like to cover. One, how to connect a person's individual energy field to universal energy field. And that's something we know. We think there's all empty space out between us and between everything, but now we know there is no empty space. There's just a subtle field connecting everything, even in this in the outer skies.
In the cosmos.
We're finding out, in the cosmos, that planets and whatever are all a part of a field. And everything that we see as matter is nothing but that field manifesting an aspect of itself, maybe by observation. We don't know. Right. That's the big question now in quantum physics, is a matter, energy, being observed just as a wave observed is a particle. Mm-hmm. They're not two different things. So that really tells us it's how we view things and see things is how things become. But that the reason for that is to get into the third anatomy system, the body, the third dimensional body, new energy that has never been used before. So we don't have to recycle all the survival energy, such as the autonomic system.
Right.
See, when that's fine, that'll keep you alive. But if you need a healing or you need to manifest something in your life, like prosperity or maybe a good partner in life or a job or whatever, you can't go borrow from that energy that's keeping you in survival and go over here and use it for something extra. So you've got to get energy that is beyond your survival level. Right. It's like putting more money in a bank so you can write a bigger check. Now, if you don't have the money in the bank and you write a big check, you get insufficient fund. That means you don't manifest, you don't heal. And the reason is because you didn't have the extra energy in which to do it. So that's what phase one is all about. The energy vitality technique is how do we get that energy? Now, you don't want to just get that energy. Let's go back to the money analogy. Let's say that you win the lottery or you get an inheritance you didn't expect. The smartest thing that you could do is find a good investment person you can trust. And you go to them and they tell you how to invest that money that gives you the best interest back. And that's what you need to do with energy. You need to know through the wisdom that is in our energy, because energy is intelligent.
Right.
Then we have something the Eastern people called these energy centers in the body that is called chakras, which means a will, but also they're intelligent. And we use that system and how to distribute that extra energy into your energy body intelligently without overstimulating it. I'm sure a lot of our listeners may have heard of Kundalini energy.
Right.
And a lot of people stay away from that because you can really hurt people if you don't move Kundalini correctly. You don't, for instance, just zip it up the spine. And so in some energetics, we have tried to find out through using the tuning forks and allowing energy to move the fork rather than the fork move the energy, which tells us exactly how long we need to be with that chakra and how long that chakra is going to be assimilating that energy into the energy body. So I think this is the most important thing that we can do is to change how much energy we have access to then we can be creative and we can manifest and we can really receive our true inheritance that is ours from our Creator.
So you see the people you train more as facilitators to help facilitate this energy coming through, and I know that we offer within our program licensing as a spiritual healer. So you put spirit in front of it, then they become a healer. Now I know you teach your practitioner something unique about how they approach the client when it comes to healing. The wholeness.
Yeah, this is really big in soul energetics. I do believe in a creator. I don't know how to define that creator or what to call that creator. Sometimes it's bigger than Mike can
perhaps
handle
just,
it.
Just source.
But the fact, the fact that I exist tells me that something was intelligent enough to allow that to happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm fine with that. But I do believe whatever it is a perfect creation. And I think it can't create anything that's any lesser or more than itself. Right. So it has to be equal to itself. Love equals itself. And therefore, I feel that when we go into the higher frequencies of our reality of who we are, which is what we call the etheric self, when you get past the physical, the etheric, the mental, the emotional, the astral, and all through that, and you get to that level that is connected to the crown chakra, you actually have that perfect blueprint of your creation now. No matter how much you're suffering, no matter what disease your body has, you still hold that created image at that high level. Mm-hmm. So I decided, why do we want to start with what's wrong with people and start with what's right about people? And therefore, I teach that healing, the healing process begins with the practitioner. So I teach the practitioners to heal their mind first of what they think they see to what spiritually is real. And let's work with that wholeness of that person by removing all the blocks and all of the areas in which there is unresolved issues emotionally or mentally.
Pain body.
And the pain body, undo the pain body. Mm-hmm. And once that has happened and we've cleared all the channels and we've created these vibrational frequencies between these multiple dimensions of ourself, then that wholeness can come in and manifest all the way to the mental, emotional, finally the etheric blueprint, which makes a new physical body. Mm-hmm. Some people call that the body of light. Maybe it's the Merkaba, the body of light, where light will run in our veins, where blood runs today. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
To think of blood is congealed light running through our body. So I got a big vision. I really do. It's a huge vision. But I believe in it, and I just believe that working with vibration and tuning for us especially is such a raw vibration. You were talking earlier about music. We have to be careful about music in the sense of tunes that does awaken our emotional body.
Right.
Like you were talking about. Like exactly. It makes me sad, makes me happy. Music's been used that way for a lot. You know, Muzak, not too many years ago, said they were using music with subliminal messages to make people shop more, buy more, whatever.
Correct.
But when you take all that away and it's just raw vibration, you don't plug a tuning fork into the grid. You don't even have to have it computerized. You can just take tuning forks and sound them. And that raw frequency goes through the auditory system into the nervous system where it begins to work throughout the body, even sometimes days after a tuning. And it's always looking for where there's dissonance and where there is imbalance to try to balance that together.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you've said a lot of amazing things. Perhaps our listeners out there have some thoughts on the rather than the body having an aura, the aura has a body, or the idea of spiritual healing, or perhaps they've had an experience of healing themselves by bringing things back into balance. So, again, we invite you to call in and interact at 323-744-4831, 323-744-4831, and we'll be right back after this quick break.
We'll be back with more of today's program on Science, sound, and spirituality after this word from Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.SomaEnergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
Now back to today's program on science, sound, and spirituality with David Hulse.
And welcome back. I'm Tim Leach. I'm the Director of Education and the Executive Director of Soma Energetics. And we're with us today. We flipped the tables, and I'm interviewing the president, founder, and guiding light of Soma Energetics, David Hulse. So, David, we've been talking about kind of how Soma Energetics came about, and now here we are today with several thousand, over 2,000 people have gone through our workshops, and we got teachers all over the world, et cetera. But this time when we would have sound healers, you ran across some information where this was predicted more than a century ago.
Absolutely. In my book, Fork in the Road, I quote Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey was a part of the Theosophical and was actually the first person to use the term New Age. And she lived in the late 20th century. And so that long ago, in one of her last dissertations, she gave a prophecy. And I'll read this prophecy. It's very short, but it's very good. She says, and I quote, "The response of the human mechanism to the world of sound will cause developments that will usher in a new age. It will be an age in which the work of the world will be carried forward through the medium of sound and eventually using words of power and the efforts of trained sound workers." She says these trained workers will understand nature. Now, this is exactly what's happening now. We're understanding the atom is not the smallest thing. The cell is not the smallest thing. Then we'll find out that the electron, proton, not the smallest thing. We just keep understanding about nature.
The idea of epigenetics, we have control
absolutely
over that.
Absolutely. And imagine her seeing this over 100 years ago, that we'd understand the nature of matter and comprehending the purpose of sound will bring about those structural changes whose material transformations will establish a civilization of a new race.
And that was around 1900. Unquote.
Yeah, and she had a vision for a unified society. Mm-hmm. That was her vision, a unified society.
And we're still trying to attain that.
We're still working on it. but we've got to go deeper. We can't just change the surface things like beliefs or religions. Everybody's going to think their way is right and everybody else is wrong. Right. Till we give up all of that and realize that we've got to go deep, 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 all the way, even beyond the molecular level, into the depths of the core of that part of us that unifies us as a field that connects, where all consciousness is in connection with all other consciousness. Mm-hmm. Then we'll see this work out into the world. But I think we're going the wrong way. I think we got the cart before the horse in the sense we think we can change people's thinking, their beliefs. Mm-hmm. And we got all this knowledge and information now that's wonderful, but it's not really transforming the world because of it. So once we get past all of that, get past the ego system, a defense mechanism, and begin to touch that collective core of what connects us all, then we work out that. And it begins to work itself out into our life, and it becomes a nature change. Not that we're going to have a war and be victorious over people and make them become something we want them to be, but they'll change by nature. Fear will be transformed into love. Darkness mm-hmm. will be filled with light. Mm-hmm. Hatred will be taken over by a connectedness of love and acceptance of one another. This mm-hmm. is the kind of changes that I see happening, is the change of human nature.
I know you've made a call for light workers. So is this the type of thing you're talking about? What are you asking for when you say you're calling the light workers?
Well, I believe, I had a personal experience in which I understood my before life, mm-hmm. and which I was told in this experience, a regression, that I actually volunteered to be a part of those who would raise consciousness to a level to stabilize the new norm of fifth dimension into the third dimension. And that helped me because I've always wondered why, you know, I've lived the life I've lived. I've lived kind of a quick, fast life, started ministering very young, very, very young, you know. And I didn't have the average so-called normal upbringing in childhood because I was out studying and seeking and all of that. And I kind of, as I got older, I got kind of mad about that. I missed some of life. But anyway, I was told that there would be enough of us who would volunteer to be here. And I think we're all here at the same time, maybe for the first time, to reach critical mass. So there's a clarion call going out. I'm one of them. There's many others.
Right.
We're putting that call out for people to make that commitment and step forward mm-hmm. and begin to be a light worker. Now, what is a light worker? It is exactly what it says. It's those who work with light. Mm-hmm. Light is photon, fifth dimensional light that holds information.
Right.
Light is not some abstract light. It is actually enlightenment. It is information that we need to help us to transform the world that we're living in today. So if there's somebody listening to my voice at all now or later, mm-hmm. downloading it on the archives of mm-hmm. these messages, and you feel that something in your very pit of your gut and your stomach, you feel a movement, mm-hmm. most likely you're a light worker and you need to really look into, may not be tuning forks, it could be so many other wonderful modalities that are available. Soma Energetics is not an alternative, it's an integrative.
Right.
Modality. We can integrate it from physical massage. I was just listening before we came on, they were doing feng shui. We have people in New York that do this with feng shui, mm-hmm. Clearing out with tuning forks, clearing all that type of thing. So you can use tuning forks and vibration in anything. But whatever it is that you're drawn to, be sure you're something to do with sound, something to do with vibration, frequency. All of those things are very important of how that we are going to repattern and make this earth a new earth.
Wow. What a big, amazing vision.
It's huge. It's big. It needs to be big.
Yeah, it's very big. How to segue from that. That's really big. Soma Energetics offers training. We offer also personal little workshops for people to learn how to use tuning forks personally. But then, the Soma Energetics was built on professional workshops for people to do this on other people and incorporate it into their current business or develop a clientele using Soma Energetics. And we do that through different phases: phase one, phase two, phase three, as David has kind of alluded to here a little bit. So talk a little bit about kind of each of those phases and maybe what they learn if they have an inkling to be a light worker, and this kind of speaks to them. I get calls on the phone all the time. We're not for everybody, but boy, the ones that are drawn to us are passionate about it.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what we truly want. Mm-hmm. I want to say that we are translated in other languages. We are translated in Chinese, Japanese, French, and Spanish. And we have teachers in, I think, about 12 different countries mm-hmm. Around the world. And so we have reached out to make this available to anyone that can do that.
We're celebrating 16 years.
16 years we've been doing this. It's amazing. Tim mentioned the fact that we do smaller workshops around the country quite often, called mini workshops, Soma
Sonic
series. And we do like 2 hours with the DNA forks, which is our phase three, if you get serious about our system, to work with DNA, RNA, pineal gland. We have planetary tuners that we work with. We have Fibonacci forks we work with. But, of course, our main, what we teach is the solfeggio, which is energy, and body tuners. Now, body tuners are those vibrations that you can actually feel on the body, so you can use them in acupressure, acupuncture, run meridians throughout the body, because the body is effect. But if the etheric is cause, then you want to be able to work about, say, 2 to 4 inches off the body, find the etheric body, and see if you can find any mispatternings or something, a block somewhere. And you can usually train yourself to feel that with the tuning fork. It'll get sluggish, it'll stop, it'll change its sound. I mean, the tuning forks have kind of a language of their own, and they are different on everybody because everybody's energy is playing the tuning fork and making it sound. Now, solfeggio forks are dissonant to us who are used to the 12-tone temperament diatonic scale. But, you know, sometimes it takes dissonance to find dissonance. Mm-hmm. So if you got dissonance in your body, dissonance forks will find it. And if you keep working with that, you hear the forks become resonant. And it's a change. It's almost at first you're going, oh, this really sounds bad. And then you just, the shift happens, and all of a sudden, you know, a tuning took place.
And that's the kind of work you were talking about earlier when you talked about how we have this perfect us, this perfect blueprint, this wholeness where we're created whole, and then through distortions in the energy field, it doesn't get down to the cellular level. And that's exactly what we're talking about here, is clearing those distortions out, and that's how the work becomes preventative before it's issued physically.
Exactly. It's all about undo. When I started doing this 16 years ago, I met with everything in my head to go in there and say, what can I do for you for an hour? And it'd come out of my mouth every time, what can I undo for you for an hour? Mm-hmm. What are you ready to let go of?
Exactly.
What are you ready to release out of yourself so that you can let that energy come in where that blockage was, and you can begin to build up a whole new reservoir of energy to use?
Right. What is keeping your authentic self? What is keeping you from living the passions of your life? What is holding you back from truly being a light in the world, rather than someone just surviving day to day?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, we're just about wrapped up here. We got a few seconds to go here, so we're so excited about the new website. We launched a new website on April 15th, and boy, has it just gone gangbusters! So if you get a chance to check it out, there's blogs on there. There's places. There's product reviews. There's all kinds of wonderful things you can do.
There's YouTubes to look at, and all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's a really comprehensive website. It's about 85 pages, so don't feel bad if you get lost. I get calls every once in a while that they're a little overwhelmed, and I guide them right to where they need to be, and we're good. So feel free to give us a call anytime if you have any questions. 980-949-8921. Visit the website at www.somaenergetics.com. So we'll be back 2 weeks from now on a Wednesday night.
And let's spell Soma Energetics for those.
S-O-M-A, and then that's Soma, S-O-M as in Mary, A, Energetics, E-N-E-R, that's E-N as in Nancy, E-R, G-E-T as in get, I-C-S.com. So until next time, we appreciate your listening, and let us know what you think. You can reach us at support@somaenergetics.com or, of course, 980-949-8921.
And an email. Maybe someone would like to email us.
support@somaenergetics.com.
Oh, that's email. Okay, great.
Technology
shows you how much
technology ahead of consciousness. All right. Thank you so much, David, for spending the time this evening, and take care.
This has been a presentation of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz, brought to you by Soma Energetics. For more information, please visit us at www.somaenergetics.com. Thank you for joining us here on BBS Radio for Science, Sound, and Spirituality. This is your announcer, Deborah Fitch, reminding you that your life is a gift, but your journey is a choice. Thank you for choosing to spend a part of your journey with us.